but I passed the breath test. This is McDaniel Reynolds with the Reynolds Defense Firm, and we specialize in one thing. We represent good people facing DUI charges. While you know that it's illegal to drive with a .08 or greater blood alcohol content, not everyone knows that you could be arrested in Oregon for an alcohol DUI even if you blow well under a .08. This is a pretty loose standard, and it's a way that many of the good people we represent find themselves needing our help when they thought they were doing everything right. The Reynolds Defense Firm. We're solid, we're here if you need us, and we are very good at what we do.
Back to the Bald-Faced Truth with John Canzano on 750 The Game.
Football season is here. It's official. Week one happening this week. It'll be Oregon State hosting Cal Saturday night, Reser Stadium. Great atmosphere. I always love the early season games in Corvallis. Game will be on ESPN. Big audience. Here to talk about it, Oregon State head coach Trent Bray. How you doing?
Doing good.
Give me an idea. What are your memories playing in a season opener back in the day? I love those kind of, it's kind of a warmish September, you know, early September date usually. What do you remember as a player?
Yeah, I just remember being the excitement of it, finally getting to get back to playing games and competing, and it was always just a great time.
Help us with this, because, you know, you're now going to call the defense as well as be the head coach, and, you know, I'm not going to begrudge anybody for multitasking as, you know, I'm doing a bunch of different things. We can all manage things, but help us understand, like, how you're going to manage those two roles.
Yeah, you know, no different. I think it's people always kind of question a defensive guy doing it when there's plenty of head coaches that do it that are offensive guys. To me, one, hiring the staff and delegating, okay, when do I have to apply my time to this? When do I apply my time to that? But also the thing that's good about being a defensive coach doing it is a lot of the game management things that a head coach do is actually when you have the ball. And so I'll be with the offense and focused on that when those things are going. So I think that being on defense, I'm actually freed up when those moments take place.
That's a good point. And you know what? I noticed you didn't pace as much last season, and I thought, is he having any fun? Because when you are calling the defense, your eyes are locked on the video screen because you're getting film input. You know, you can't get that from the field usually. I think that's a great advantage with the – everyone thinks that scoreboard's for fans. I think it's for Trent Bray. but I think, you know, what are you looking for, by the way, when you look up there on the screen?
I'm usually looking at, you know, because they have it – I'm looking at the interior of the corner, whether it's the pass protection, I'm looking to see how they're going to block something, or – in the run game, you know, seeing the fit. So it's kind of different things I'm looking for, but it's usually the core of the offense and defensive line.
Now, I didn't know this because Bruce Barnum, like you mentioned, he's an offensive guy who's a head coach. He calls the plays at Portland State. Yeah. But there's a rule against – you know, I said to him, why aren't you in the box? Could your head coach ever be in the box? He says, no, you have to be down on the field. And I thought, why don't you get a lookalike, like get a doppelganger to stand down there in the field, and then you could get up in the box. Like, do you ever miss being in the box, or do you have somebody up there that you really trust sees it the way you see it?
Yeah, I only been in the box 1 year of my career, and it was awful. I hated it. Kind of same deal as, you know, you talk about head coach last year not being, you know, not doing anything. It was awful. And so getting back to coaching and then doing that is what I enjoy, and that's what fits me. And I think every head coach kind of has their own personality and their own way of wanting to do it. Some are great being CEOs and kind of just managing everything around and letting the X's and O's go to their other coaches, but that's just not who I am and how I can operate.
How do you scout Cal, given the turnover and maybe the coordinator changes that they've had?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really looking at, you know, who is the coordinator, and then what tree is he from? Because all those guys do the same stuff. And so he's from that Boise State tree. So even though he didn't coordinate last year, his tree did. And so you're looking at all those guys and what were they doing, what are the trends, you know, that tree and in college football that are going on. Yep.
I love that. You know, it's almost like you have to be an FBI profiler, you know, in week one. You kind of got to go, well, how are they thinking? What adjustments? Where did they spend time in the off season? If you get their travel itinerary, you can find out what practices they were observing or coaches they were meeting with. Trent Bray is with us, Oregon State coach. All right, you got Malik Murphy. You got a quarterback. How has he been in fall camp for you guys?
He's been great. His on-the-field play, you know, the way he's picked up the offense, the way he's operating within the offense, has been great to see his improvement as he's been here. And then the leadership quality is maybe his best attribute here. He just has a way, charisma. He can take control of an offense. He can direct things. And I think at that position, that's probably the most important thing that you need, besides all the physical stuff, is the ability to take control of an offense and redirect things when you got to redirect things and command that thing.
I am fascinated to see how you guys have changed identity-wise. Oregon State, you know, you guys wanted to run the football. You wanted to be physical. Does that change at all for you guys or personnel-wise? I'm sure you're going to dictate some of what you do by personnel, but you do have an identity.
For sure. And then that will always be our identity on both sides of the ball, is the physicality and effort in which we play. Offensively, we're going to run the ball. The good thing I think that we have this year that we didn't a year ago is now we got the ability to stretch the defense down the field. And late in the year, especially after the first four games, people just started loading the box and daring us to throw the ball. And I think now it's only going to help our running game with our ability to stretch the field, not only with the receivers, but the quarterback.
Now, your receivers, we've got Trent Walker, who we've been visiting with. I know you had an injury, obviously, that nobody wants to see with Darius Clemens, but, you know, who steps up in that role?
Yeah, I think there's a couple guys we're really excited to see. David Wells has real ability, Taz Reddix, and then Eddie Freoff has had a heck of a camp. And so I think those guys will be the guys that kind of step in the fill in for what Darius was going to do.
One of the goals for Oregon State, and you know, you can't think about this. You need to think about football. But this is a program that needs to stay visible. It, you know, this is the year before you're going into the new conference, and with all the new teams, this is an important time to stay visible. You're getting this ESPN broadcast. What does that mean to you to have ESPN say, "Hey, we want to come to Corvallis. We want that game"?
Yeah, I think it's just a great thing for the program, like you said. It's a great thing for our players, the visibility that they'll have, the visibility the program will have. I just think it's a real good thing, like you said, for us to be on national TV, be on those, you know, those channels that people go to watch college football. I think is important.
Yeah, one of the games last year that the opposition just basically dared you to throw the ball was the Cal game, and I think they gave you fits on that side of the ball because of it. Did you guys talk about that Cal game a year ago? Does it stick in your craw a little bit the way that they dominated that game? There's no way around it.
Oh yeah, we're learning from it is what I'll say. We don't look back and say, oh gosh, we should have done this, or we're, you know, hanging on to that last year, because last year's last year. But you definitely learn from the things and mistakes that you made. How could we have been better and improved our situation? And then I think that's the big thing about the game last year that we got to take from it.
All right. So, you know, as a player, you were ready to hit somebody on week one, right? Somebody new. You're tired of scrimmaging, tired of practicing. You're sick of each other. And you get to go out and be teammates. As a coach, how curious are you with how guys will perform under live fire? Is that the right word? Are you curious about it? Are you eager to see it? What's the right way to put that?
Yeah, I think eager to see. I think we got a number of new faces that we're really excited about. And I'm eager and excited to watch them put it on tape and put it on, you know, film in a game situation. We see it in practice. And I've got no doubt in my mind that they're going to go out there and play the way they're capable of and do what we need them to do to be successful.
Now, I know that we talked, about Johnny Lawrence and the Karate Kid spinoffs and your interest in some TV shows. What are you watching? What did you catch up on in the summer, maybe in the off season? What's Trent Bray watching?
The big one for me was I watched Peaky Blinders, which was awesome.
Yeah.
For some reason, I'd been fighting it for years. I don't know why. Maybe it was the accents or something, but I finally sat down and watched it and loved it. Yeah.
You know what? I had the same relationship with that show because I looked at it and I go, it doesn't look fun. That doesn't look enjoyable. Yeah. It looks like it's going to be a struggle. It's going to be a grind to watch that thing. So what is it about Peaky Blinders that spoke to you?
It was just great. I thought the stories were good and the characters were awesome. And it was just a really good show. One of those shows where you kind of binge watch it. I'd never just watched one episode in a night. It was always at least two or three.
I love that. They're in a little bit of a scrap. I mean, there's obviously identity and culture in that, and mm-hmm. There's gangs, and it's fascinating. The one that I've been on is this one about Yosemite. Have you seen this show? It is I'm going to pull it up right now. Untamed on Netflix. You got to check that out. Watch it when you're on a plane.
Okay.
All right. Untamed. Trent Bray. All right. You're getting ready. You got your buddy Justin Wilcox on the other side of this thing. You know, over the years, is that a guy did you guys play against each other too? Like, can we go back and say that Bray, a little bit of time?
He was 4 years ahead of me. So
okay.
He graduated right before I started.
Yeah. Okay, much older, but you know of him. You know, you're a Northwest guy. He's a Northwest guy. Like, you know, how often, give us an idea, because we don't get the sense of, like, you know, you show up at a coaching convention or a clinic or you see each other somewhere. Is this a guy that you would sit down, have a beer with, and talk football?
We kind of casually know each other. He actually got to know my dad fairly well when he was at Boise State. My dad was at Arizona State.
Okay.
And I know a bunch of people that know him. But when we see each other, we say hi and talk to each other, but we don't socialize outside of, those moments.
But these offensive coaches are always pulling out napkins and drawing up formations. Or what do the defensive guys do when they get together?
I find that the defensive guys don't collaborate on football as much. We kind of just, when we get around each other, we don't talk about football.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. That's been kind of my experience. Yeah, I see that all the time. Offensive coaches always getting together. I don't know if defensive guys think they have a secret or something. I don't know. I really don't.
Because you're right. Because the offensive guys, they're all huddled around the table, and they'll draw up a formation, and they'll say, "This, you can't stop this. Like, there's no stopping this. Like, you know, there's no defense that could stop this. What, you know?" And the defensive guys just kind of sit there, arms folded, nod at each other. You know, it's just a different mentality. All right, Trent Bray, good luck to you on Saturday night. Should be a fun game, great atmosphere at Reser Stadium, and, college football is here. I'm excited for it.
I appreciate it.
All right, there he goes. Trent Bray, Oregon State head coach, watching himself some Peaky Blinders. I started Untamed. It was a suggestion someone gave me at johnconzano.com. I asked my readers. I said, "What do I need to be watching?" They said, "Untamed, murder mystery series set in Yosemite." I'm fascinated by it, but I'm only one episode in, so I got to give it some time. All right, Cal, Oregon State, Stephen. Quick takeaways. Trent Bray coming on. I find it interesting that, like, I always looked at, like, first year head coaches. He was one a year ago. We watched Jonathan Smith do it. We watched Chip Kelly do it. We watched Dan Lanning do it. I always look in year two to see what they learned, what they figured out. He said he realized it. You know, it was miserable for him because he didn't have his hands on the defense during the games. I think that's really telling. I've never seen Trent Bray as, like, he's a recruiter first coach. He is a football coach. He needs to be coaching. He's decided he wants to coach.
Yeah, you could tell he missed it. Like, he missed actually, like, coaching up the defense. And he even said, like, every coach has their own personality. Some are great at being CEOs, but that's just not who I am and how I operate. And so I'm with you. It'll be interesting to see how the defense looks, how the team looks in general, with him being more comfortable in his own skin as a head coach in year two. Because, I feel like he was a little... maybe just not comfortable enough as a head coach in year one, and it was a hard situation. You lost everybody. You didn't have the players that you want. Now he's kind of got his players in there. We hear from camp how good, you know, players are looking. He talks about Malik Murphy. They actually have an offense where they can throw it down the field. He mentioned that. I thought that was really interesting, John. They're going to take some shots down the field, and they got some guys to do it. But I feel like he's really comfortable with himself now as a head coach, and he's put his shape into the shape and says, look, I need to coach this team, and I'm going to coach this defense. I think that was great. I expect that defense to be really good. Think how good that defense was the last couple of years, John, when he was the D coordinator with Jonathan Smith. They were better.
They were better when he was elite.
They were elite, at home at Research Stadium.
And I asked Jaden Grant, he had a great captain back there in the secondary in Jaden Grant. I asked him, you know, when Trent Bray took the defense over from Tim Tibisaar during that one season where Jonathan Smith just made a change, I said, what was the difference? Because they were immediately better, and he was just, like, the guys wanted to play for Trent Bray. It was just, you know, he was in it with them. So I think that's an interesting part of this. Now, remember the spring game? Ryan Gunderson, the offensive coordinator, came on the show here, and he let me call the first play of the spring game. I don't know if you remember that, Stephen. And I told him, play action, everybody go, no check down, want the ball in the air. I want, like, a 50-yard throw, and I wanted that because I didn't see it all last year from Oregon State. And so in the first play of the scrimmage, they went play action, and Malik Murphy put the ball in the air. And I talked to him after the scrimmage. I said, you know, I called that play. And he was like, when the play came in, he goes, I was like, this is odd. We're letting it fly. I said, yeah, because all last season, the ball wasn't in the air like that. Like, I want to see that. I would love to see Oregon State go play action and take a shot on the first play of the season, the first offensive play of the season. I'm filing that away in the back of my mind. Justin Wilcox not listening to the show, is he? But it would be the most un-Trent Bray-like thing after seeing year one, right? You talk about scouting a guy, knowing what tree he's from. He's a defensive-minded guy. Letting Malik Murphy go play action and let it fly on play one. Keep an eye on Saturday night. All right, leave it here. Our big splash is still ahead.